Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect, presented by Bosque Home Services. Carlos and his team provide heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. Call 444-7200. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Again, their number, 444-7200. We appreciate Carlos and his team sponsoring the programming here on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. We're joined in studio now by Marcy Patton. She is the New Mexico Operations Manager for Johnny and Friends, and she's the organizer of the Virtual Warrior Run. Hi, Marcy.
Hey, Jim.
The organizer means you have to do everything and wear all the hats.
Pretty much, yes. Or delegate a lot.
That's great. Well, just getting to know you a little bit here before the show, it sounds like you are good at that kind of stuff.
I love logistics and event planning and just doing a lot of really fun things that everybody gets to enjoy.
When we first met, you made a statement that I thought was interesting. You said, being in ministry, this is not work.
No, it's a life. It's just part of life for me. It's not, it doesn't feel like a job where you have to work 9 to 5 and, you know, stress out and everything. When you're working in ministry, it's just amazing the things that God does and that he provides and the people that we get to serve. It's just fantastic.
You're going to have a fundraiser called the Virtual Warrior Run, April 18th through the 25th. Again, virtual because of COVID.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll get back to doing that in person before too long. And you have some plans for later in the summer. Maybe you can mention those a little later in the program. But before we go to the fundraiser, I want to talk about the Warrior Getaways, because those are amazing, and this is what the fundraiser is all about.
Yes, yes. We do a warrior getaway that's specifically designed for servicemen and women who have visible and invisible wounds from combat. And so what this does is it gives them a chance for a place of respite, a place of healing, being able to come together with other veterans that are dealing with the same things, and even for the families to be able to see that they're not the only ones going through this. And so what the warrior getaway does is it provides, I think, another outlook on really relying on the Lord for healing, because I think that's the number one thing that they need is to be able to heal, but to have a resource for all that healing, and that God is the one that can help get them through the troubles that they're going through. And it's exciting because the getaway is for the whole family. It's not just for the warrior. The spouses get to come. The caregivers get to come. The children get to come. You know, the children are going through a lot because, you know, they're so excited to see these warriors come home, but they don't always come home the way they left. And so it gives them an opportunity to do things together, to unwind together, and be able to talk in different groups. The kids get to spend time with other kids. You know, when you grow up in the military, it's a family, and so y'all kind of understand each other. So the getaways just help them kind of ease back into society a little bit. And it's not just for the families. It's also for individual warriors that may not have a family and maybe they're still single. And so, yeah, for all warriors to get an opportunity to heal.
And, Marcy, I was amazed that you told me off air that this is free.
It is free to our families, yes. So the warrior and the families do not pay a dime to attend this retreat, which is why we need to fundraise to help cover all of the costs to be able to bless them with an opportunity to just come and unwind and heal together and not have to worry about the cost of it.
Yeah, and it's not just the warrior that are traumatized by serving in the military. It's also the families. They serve right along with
they
the warriors.
They do serve. I'm a military brat. My father served 20 years active duty, 4 years for the Navy, 16 for the Coast Guard, and then he served another 20 years to the Air Force and the Marines. So the only ones he didn't get was the Army. So growing up in the military, it was really amazing that you do serve. The family serve. I went to 3 different schools for 4th grade, so we moved right along with Dad. And it's tough, you know, on the families and the spouses. And so it affects the whole family.
When a person leaves, like your dad, mm-hmm. and goes away, they're deployed.
Yeah.
Do they come back different?
They do. They're in such a, I want to say, combat warrior mode when they're gone, that, you know, they're constantly on alert. And so when you come back, it's really hard to see them. You know, my father never sat in a restaurant with his back to the wall. He always faced the doors. So he knew where the doors were. He knew where the exits were. He was always on alert, you know. So to be able to see that, it's like always on caution because you're looking out for yourself as well as those around you. And there were a few times that I accidentally spooked him and didn't mean to. I went to give him a big hug, put my hands behind him. He didn't hear me come up behind him, and the elbow came back and got me in the chest, knocked the breath out of me. And I realized that you don't sneak up on Dad for any reason. Yeah. So you have to be careful of those things. And it's, you sometimes feel like you're walking on eggshells.
I've shared with our safety team at Calvary Church that I hope I'm the kind of person that will run to gunfire to help people instead of away from it. But you don't know until you've experienced that. And many of the people that have come home are exactly those people. Right. They have run into fire. And that doesn't, you don't come back without some scars.
No, that's true. You know, a lot of those that don't even grow up in the military or connected to the military in any way, and even those of us that do, you don't realize exactly what all they have gone through. You have not seen the things they've seen. You've not heard the things they've heard. You've not even smelled the things that they've smelled. I mean, it's just your senses. All of your senses are so heightened for the things that they go through that you don't even realize that, and it affects them, and it's hard to turn that off when you come home, you know. So, you know, we love our military servicemen and women because they go in and they take care of the things that we can't to protect us. But now we've got to protect them. They're back home, and it's our turn to protect them.
Amen. What are some of the highlights of the getaways?
Oh, well, we go to Lone Tree Ranch down in southern near Ruidoso in Capitan, and it's a high adventure camp, so it's really fun. We have a water slide and horseback riding and zip lining and this screamer swing and all kinds of things. There's a little rifle range, so there's all kinds of fun things to do at camp. And then they can go on hikes and do a lot of things. And then we have groups that we set up where they can do group sessions for the different, you know, whether you're a caregiver or the warrior or the kids. And so we get a chance to just really have a lot of fun as well as the whole healing time and working on issues.
How are families selected to attend?
Well, that's a good question. You can give us a call at the office to learn more and ask questions at our office at 835-5263, or you can go online to our website at johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico/, and you can learn more about the Warrior Getaways and sign up there as well. We go through an interview process and kind of do some background checks just to make sure things are good to be around other families. And then we do limit it to about 12 to 15 families because you don't want too big of a group, because these veterans, they have a hard time being in large groups, even if they're military, but you've got a lot of families and kids and stuff. So to keep the anxiety low, we kind of limit it to the number of people that can come.
Is there a limitation from the time you've served to when you can go on one of these getaways?
Not at all. You could have just come back from a conflict, you know, back from the desert and Afghanistan. We even have warriors from Vietnam that come with their spouses and some without. But, you know, any conflict, our warriors are dealing with conflict within themselves and the moral injury even of the things that they go through. So it doesn't matter the conflict you've been in. And it's the combat warriors that are really having more of a struggle than those that are serving, you know, on a more local basis.
Yeah, I know. I spoke to my dad. My dad served, and he was a Navy medic. But interestingly enough, and I didn't know what to think about this for the longest time, but my dad was a really good basketball player. Uh-huh. He passed those genes on to me. So the Navy was very competitive with all the other branches of the service. And what they ended up doing is they ended up forming this basketball team, that was in theater, but would play all the other military bases and all the other activities. And so I thought about that. I thought, well, Dad, did you feel like you were kind of skipping the war? This is during the Korean War. And he says, what I found out through my experience was it was obviously fun for him. And it was hard work because they had to train and they had to be highly competitive. But it was such an outlet for the people on the base, the people that were serving. They could watch a game and they could cheer and they could, you know, have some fun. And so what you're talking about, going with your family, having fun, maybe you haven't had that since you returned serving, and this would be a great opportunity. Again, give us those that contact information so people know how to get
in touch with you. Sure. Our phone number is 505-835-5263. Our website is johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. And add another backslash, you can just go to the johnnyandfriends.org and then look for our location as well if that's easier, if they didn't get the whole thing.
And I want to emphasize again that the Warrior Getaways are free to the people that you invite to come. And you can make application to where you just stated. But we all know that nothing is free.
Right.
It doesn't cost the families anything, but we need
yes
to support Johnny and friends and come alongside you. So you're going to be having a Warrior virtual run.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a way to raise money. It's also kind of a way to have some fun. Tell us about that.
It is. You know, a lot of runners are looking for things to do, and we wanted to do something fun and different. And, you know, there's not a whole lot to do to be able to get together with COVID. So we thought, well, let's do a virtual run. You get the opportunity to run on the day that you want between the 18th and the 25th. You can have your own course. You know, a lot of runners have a specific area they like to run. You can do a 5K, a 10K, or even a half marathon if you're training for some marathons. And you'll get a shirt and a medal. And all of the funds that come in for the registration, as well as any donations that come in, will go straight to the Warrior Getaway. And we're actually doing this on a national level, and all six of our offices will benefit from this run, not just locally. So it's really exciting. So if you have friends that run all over the U.S., let them know about the virtual run and have them sign up and join us as well.
And so, how do they sign up for the virtual run?
You can go to the short version is bit.ly. It's the bit.ly/JAF Warrior Run. All together, and it takes you right to the link, and you can just sign up and, like I said, pick the days you want to go. And you can also run in honor or in memory of your favorite warrior, and you can either take a picture with the warrior if you can, or if they're gone and you have a picture of them, take a picture with it, and we'll post those on the website now when the race is over.
Okay, you're not going to like this, but I got to ask you. I would rather do anything other than run. Can I sponsor a runner?
Yes, you can. Or you can even just donate at the website without even running, because I'm not a runner either. It has to be chasing me, and then I'll think twice about fighting it. You can donate as well. You can sponsor a runner or just go on and donate. Runners can also fundraise on their website, and so they can get people to sponsor them and help out and help our warriors out.
How long is the Warrior Getaway? How many days?
It's about 4.5 days for ours. Most of them are about 4 or 5 days. They come in on a Tuesday and go home early Saturday. So it's about 4.5 days.
So this is a ministry that's provided free to these families.
Mm-hmm.
Again, warriors that have both external and internal wounds.
Right.
And we know that that's all very significant and life-changing. 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Is you got to raise a little money for each of those families.
Right, and we got to feed them.
You're not putting
them.
Any of that on the families, though. Families, if you think this would be a blessing to you, get signed up. The rest of us are going to figure out how to raise some money, and that will not be something you even need to worry about.
God's a wonderful provider, you know, and he has a way of providing for these families. And so we definitely encourage you that if you are a combat veteran and or you're a spouse of a combat veteran, you're thinking, we need this, we need to go to this, please contact me and we'll get you involved. And we're here to help, and you will not have to pay anything to come to our event.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. Marcy Patton is the New Mexico Operations Manager for Johnny and Friends Ministry. They've been part of KNKT for many, many years, and Johnny has an amazing story herself. When we come back, I'm going to ask Marcy quickly why she is serving with Johnny and Friends, and then we'll get into some details about some things they're doing in May. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us. In the spring, children's thoughts turn to creating wonderful summer memories. That's the case with your children and the children at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. We care for children who have been abused, abandoned, and neglected. Help them have the summer every child dreams of having. Your donation of funds and gift cards to restaurants, ice cream shops, and sporting events will make that happen. We can also use gift cards from clothing stores to help us outfit our children for the summer. Call 898-5520 or online at acch4kids.org.
Connection Communications has an immediate opening on the Calvary Osuna campus for a full-time media assistant. This position is in the general manager's office, where responsibilities include arranging promotional events, supervising local and international mission support, and coordinating Calvary radio, TV, and social media schedules. If you're looking for a diverse position with kingdom impact, apply at calvarynm.church/jobs. That's calvarynm.church/jobs to apply for this media assistant position at Connection Communications.
After a long season of fear and anxiety fueled by an endless stream of bad news, you're invited to experience still waters. Rest in the Lord's goodness and mercy as He restores our souls and calms our anxious hearts at the Sheology Spring Gathering. Restore, Calm My Anxious Heart. Saturday, May 1st, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the amphitheater at Calvary Church on Osuna in Albuquerque. Experience a full day of worship with special musical guest New Beginnings Choir. And an encouraging message from Lenya Heitzig.
You don't need another teaching. You don't need another book. You don't need another tape. You don't need another combo. What you need is to see God.
Plus a pop-up market, food trucks, photo booth, coffee and tea, tasty treats, and refreshing fellowship. Sheology's Spring Gathering. Restore. Calm My Anxious Heart. Tickets available now. Details at sheology.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for a mortgage loan. Maybe you're refinancing or wanting to buy a new home. Boy, there's not very many homes for sale, so boy, this is the time to sell one, that's for sure, and there's a lot of people in the market wanting to buy. The team at Indigo Mortgage will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Thanks to Ben Lucero and his team at Indigo Mortgage. Marcy Patton is the New Mexico Operations Manager for Johnny and Friends Ministry, and she's the organizer of the Virtual Warrior Run event. Let's start this segment with you telling us one more time, how can families apply to be part of a warrior getaway? Because that's the most important part.
The best, we're launching our warrior getaway. This is our first one here in New Mexico in August. It's August 3rd through the 7th. So calling me at 835-5263 is the best way to get in, ask, get questions answered. I know a lot of people have questions. Or you can go to our website at johnnyandfriends.org/New Mexico.
Backslash. Okay. 835-5263. That's the number?
That's the number.
So let's talk now about the Warrior Virtual Run, because that's the way you're going to raise money to put on this event and bless a lot of families. That is going to be held April 18th through the 25th. You can be a runner. Choose the day you want to run, the distance you want to run, or you can be like me and you, Marcy, not runners, but we can sponsor a runner or just make a donation directly.
Yeah, you can make a donation. You know what? You can even walk. You can walk a 5K. You know, you got people that are good walkers. You can walk it. And we have a lot of cyclists here in Albuquerque. Why not just cycle the 5 or 10K, you know?
I'm thinking about getting in my car and driving a 5K.
There you go. That'll work.
I'm teasing.
However you want to do it, just donate and we're good to go.
That's right. I love it. Hey, how do our listeners sign up to participate in the virtual warrior run?
So the short link is bit.ly. It's bit.ly/JAF warrior run. And that'll take you right to the website and gives you more information. You can sign up for whichever run you want to do. Or like I said, you can walk it. Nobody has to know whether you did it or not. But go ahead and sign up and register and, you know, and get donations. Or again, if you don't even feel like signing up, just donate at the website as well.
Yeah. Marcy, do you have a favorite story that you could share with us about a wounded veteran that Johnny and Friends has helped?
Oh, I do. This last October, Sandy, our area director, and I got to go to Texas to their warrior getaway and help out. And we had a warrior that was telling us his story that he tried to get time off for to go to this getaway because he knew it was just really important for his family and he knew it was important for himself. And they just didn't want to give him the time off. So he had him quit his job. And he's like, my family and I are going to this getaway. You know, there's just no two ways about it. So they did. And it was a great opportunity for, you know, the spouses to open up at this particular getaway to be able to share, as the caregiver and the spouse, what they're going through while their warrior's going through PTSD and dealing with things together. And so quitting his job actually saved his marriage. And they just had an amazing time. And God just really worked in them. And when he got home, God ended up providing a better job than he had before.
I love it. He'll never take something away.
No.
Without giving you something better.
That's right.
I love that. Tell us about your May Match. That's another fundraising event coming up in May.
It is. It's an exciting opportunity, not just for Johnny and Friends, but for our donors. We have a gracious donor that has an anonymous donor that is willing to match up to $500,000 nationwide for Johnny and Friends. And the New Mexico office is eligible for $40,000 of that. So we're trying to raise $40,000 through May Match. All you have to do is write out a check and date it May 1st. You can send it to the office at 7007 Wyoming Boulevard, Suite B4, Albuquerque 87109. And we will hold on to that and send it in the first week of March. Or you can donate online at the Johnny and Friends website on May 1st. And all of those funds will be matched. So if you give us $100, somebody else is going to turn around and match that for $100. And so we're looking to do $40,000 to help with our ministries here in New Mexico.
And let's talk about those ministries because there's a bunch that Johnny and Friends is doing.
It is. Besides our warrior getaway we're talking about, we also have family retreats for families affected by disabilities. We have two of those in the summertime, and those are also 4.5 days at Lone Tree. And it's a time of respite for these families. They don't get a chance for a vacation or just really be around people that totally understand what they're going through. So it's a great opportunity to get together with your family again. We buddy them up with volunteers we call short-term missionaries. So all of the kids have somebody to buddy up with. Mom and dad get a break. They can spend time together. They can spend time with other parents. And everybody gets to have a great time. We spend time in the Word and do worship things and group things and all these fun things that it's like a vacation that they never get to take. And they're around families that understand. So that's one of the things that we have. We do family project days where we can go to these families and we'll wash windows. We'll weed the yard. We will wash and detail the car because how often do you get to wash and detail the car with all these kids in it? So we try to help as much as we can to love on them, especially during COVID. And it gives us an opportunity. And, you know, there's so many other ministries that we have going on.
And a couple of those things you just mentioned, volunteers are required.
Yes.
Is that another way people can get involved?
They can. We have a volunteer corps. So there's a lot of different ways to get involved, a lot of different things that you can do. You can come out one of our project days. We have one coming up on May 3rd to help families in the local area. You have different opportunities and fundraising events that we do. We're looking for STMs for camp as well, so volunteers to come out and help at our retreats. So, yeah, there's a lot of different volunteer opportunities.
What do special needs families need that our listeners may not understand?
Understanding. I think a lot of times, you know, you see families that are out and about, and they may have a child with autism or sensory issues, and you know, sometimes we look at families with kids that are acting out and they're not being very cooperative. And, you know, you're thinking, oh, that child needs to be disciplined, not understanding what they're really going through, you know. And it's so easy for people to judge and look down on them. And parents get embarrassed because, you know, they know it's their child and there's nothing they can do about it. But the looks out there just, it ends up isolating them. So they end up staying home more often and being completely isolated, especially during COVID. And that's really hard. It's bad enough to be closed up at home with your family, but if you have a family with special needs children, it's even harder.
I guess we need to go back and talk one more time about May Match, because May Match and the fact that any donation is going to be matched up to $40,000 can really help with all of the ministries you've mentioned.
Yes, yes. It helps us with supplies. It helps us with programs. The money helps us with being able to do care packages maybe for a family that is just needing a little extra love or something to help keep the kids busy. And maybe even it's just a dinner card or a DoorDash so we can order in dinner for them, you know, and surprise them with something. So it definitely helps with all the different ministry that we have. And all the donations that come into New Mexico stay in New Mexico. So we're helping local families in the community. Even though we have our international where we help with Peru and Chile and the wheelchairs and all, this money stays to help local families.
The Fasuliaks and Sandy Scripter joined us to talk about Wheels for the World. That's a promotion that you did in an event you did in March. How did that turn out? Did you raise your goal?
It turned out really well. I think we did raise our goal for the chairs. We're shooting for 100, and I think we came right at 100, which was amazing. We had 12 chairs donated just from one location. It was great. So, yes, it was very successful. And we're going to do another chair drive with our big event at the end of August, which we can talk about later, coming up that we're going to do hopefully in person at Balloon Fiesta Park.
Well, let's bring that to top of mind, though, because you don't have to wait for a special Wheels for the World Johnny and Friends promotion to donate a wheelchair.
Absolutely. That's true. You can call us anytime. We have boxes all around the city where you can drop them off. Their blue boxes for dropping off wheelchairs and walkers, and metal crutches as well. And, or you just give us a call and we'll have somebody come pick it up from you if you don't want to drop it off. So yeah, you can donate anytime and the chair can be in any shape. So it could be old rusted chair and we could use it for parts to restore it.
You've got some resources available on your website. Give us your website and tell us what those resources are.
Yeah, it's the johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico/. And we have at the Johnny and Friends, even the main website, there's a whole bunch of stuff that we have. There's a blog, there's podcasts, there's a lot of training materials, videos. We even have links for I Have a Disability. And another link for I know someone with a disability, and it gives you a lot of great resources to be able to help those with disabilities, or if you have one, to even kind of understand what God says about disabilities in the Bible.
The gospel of Jesus is central to the ministry and everything that you do. Why is that so important to you?
You know, that's the core of what we do at Johnny and Friends, and it is absolutely essential. You know, it's you know, God talks about in Luke 14 you know, to go quickly into the streets and the alleys of the town and invite the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame. And after the servant had gone out, you know, this is, he comes back and he says, we still have room for more. And so the master says, well, go out to the country lanes and behind the hedges and urge anyone you find to come so that my house is full. Well, you got to realize these families with disabilities, they're in all these places and they're hidden and they're isolated and just as they were in the Bible. And so being able to find them and bring them in is really important because everyone is called to do something. Everyone has a ministry in their life and has a hand on them. And God died for all of us, even those with disabilities. And so to be able to present the gospel to them and their families is, it's essential, you know, because they need to know that they're fearfully and wonderfully made and that they're not a curse, that they're not being, you know, it's not because of something that was done. And so it's really important. And everybody has a gift. And so sharing the gospel with them and their families is absolutely essential. And, you know, we all need to know God's grace and mercy and his love for us. And it's really important for all of us to share with these families. And if you want to make a difference in the life of someone with a disability, start by just getting down to their eye level and look them in the eye and just say hi and be the hands and the voice of Jesus.
Yeah, I have seen a lot of people avoid eye contact. I shared with the Fasuliaks when they were here in studio that I had the fortunate experience when I was at University of New Mexico Lobo to have been asked by a wheelchair basketball team that was practicing at the Boys and Girls Club to come by and give them some tips. Well, what was fun about that is they put me in a wheelchair. So I'm not sure I could give them too many tips because I wasn't very good compared to them. They were really, really good basketball players in a wheelchair, but I learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And more than anything, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I kind of have an understanding. I did one project when I was in high school where I was in a wheelchair, and then I did another one subsequent 7 days blindfolded. And then I mean blindfolded, so I was blind.
Right.
You know, no
right.
peeking out the edges kind of thing. And having had that experience, it was profound. And I suggested to Sandy and the Fasuliaks uh-huh. that you guys have some of those projects for high school students because it really does make us profoundly aware of how difficult it is to live with a disability.
It is. It is. We actually do what we call disability training at our camps. Our STMs come in a day early, and we do disability training. And so we have visually impaired things that we do, hearing impaired, maybe without a limb. You know, they have to put an arm in a T-shirt and try to do things. And then they have somebody working with them, and then they switch roles. So they get to be the caregiver and the buddy, but then they also get to see what it's like to have the disability. And it makes it so much easier for them to go, oh, this is okay. We can do this, you know. So you don't even have to have experience working with disability to come volunteer with us.
Marcy, give us your phone number one more time, how people can call you about the Warrior Getaways to sign up their families. Mm-hmm. Also to participate in the Warrior Virtual Run, because that's important to help raise money. And, of course, you've got giving continuing through the month of May that will be matched.
Yes.
Tell our
yes.
listeners how to get in touch with
so
you.
So give us a call at 835-5263. Again, that's 835-5263.
Marcy Patton, thank you so much for visiting us today.
Well, thank you.
Nice to meet you, and looking forward to seeing you again soon.
Thanks again.